But maybe the biggest story in all of sports this weekend, the fact that we had, for the first time since 1978, a Triple Crown winner. American Pharoah wins the Belmont by 5.5 lengths to win horse racing's most coveted trophy or jewel, third jewel, Triple Crown, when you've won the first two. 12 others had tried since a firm last did it in 78. And failed, but American Pharoah did it. And I believe he is joining us now via, he's actually here.
Oh, here he comes. Oh. Wow, through the door. Look at that.
I thought we were going to have you on satellite, but you're actually here at the station.
Man.
Hey, you had to step right up to the microphone there.
This one here, do I talk into this one?
Yeah.
This mic here.
That'll work. Yeah.
First of all, we are so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Craig. I do appreciate it. And I tell you, this place is nice. You guys got a nice big studio here.
Yeah.
Big enough for a horse.
At least how happy he is.
Hey, can you believe it? I did it, man.
It was great. We were rooting for you.
Hey, you know what? It wasn't that hard either.
Hey, you won going away.
I know, man. I think that the Triple Crown is overrated. No, I was running against spares. But you know what? It's a race against the clock, in my opinion. I knew I would win, but I wanted to get the best time, and ultimately I couldn't beat Secretariat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But maybe next year at the Belmont, I'll beat his time.
I don't know if you'll be running next year at the Belmont.
God, I hope not, George. I mean, I think now would be like a great time to retire, you know?
Yeah, go out on top.
Go out on top, which is exactly where I'm going to be on them fillies here in a little bit. No reverse cowgirl for me. No. But damn, that race is long, that Belmont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't tell me how long it was.
Oh, they didn't?
No, man. It was about 3/4 of the way through it, and I'm looking around for a dart station. I was like, man, I'll just take dart and transfer it Mockingbird Station for the finish line.
That would have been bad.
But congrats to my jockey for winning a bunch of money for doing absolutely nothing.
You did all the work.
Yeah. I don't even know why we have to have a jockey. I'm doing all the work. Yeah. I don't need him on my back.
You don't need, like, directions. You're not going to get lost, right?
No, not going to get lost. Just follow the damn track. It'll get to the finish line, you know? And I tell you, we do not get along, me, Victor, and I.
We don't?
No. Hell no. You know, and I told him before the race, I told that Mexican... that if he so much as raised his riding crop at me, he would be eating his tostados at Parkland for the next 18 months.
Parkland?
Uh-huh. Well, he doesn't have insurance, but it's Obamacare.
Thanks for throwing in a Dallas hospital there.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I'm looking so forward to all the sports sex I'm going to be having for the next 20 years.
That's all you have to do from here on
out.
I'm going to be the inseminating king, man. Because I'm a virgin now.
Oh, yes.
Well, at least close to a virgin. Mm-hmm. Semi-virgin, you know what I'm saying? Technical virgin, as we call it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the king of studding.
Yeah, well, you deserve it.
And right now, on your airwaves, I'm issuing an insemination proclamation. I'm going to be tearing it up. You know, the only thing that sucks about it is that they're all going to be horses that I have to stud.
Well, yeah, that should be good for you.
I don't want to do a horse. I won the Triple Crown. I want women. Come on. Hell, we can even compromise. Let's meet halfway. I'll do Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, hey, now.
What?
Well, come on.
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah. Come on.
But I'm worried my girlfriend may get a little mad at my new career, but...
Well, yeah, she might. Who is your girlfriend?
Oh, come on. You know this.
Mm-mm.
I'm part of one of the biggest sports couples going right now.
You are?
I'm dating Lindsey Vonn.
Oh,
y'all know this.
I didn't know she had moved on from Tiger to you.
Yeah, and you know what? I think she loves me for me. She's not really interested in me because I won a triple crown.
Yeah.
And, well, I know this is a family program, so I'll try to keep it clean, but Lindsay is a bit of a size queen, if you ask me, to be quite honest. I'll tell you what, man, she knows how to get it on.
Okay, I'm not the hero about that.
How are you? Okay.
Sorry. All right. Oh, I just a little congested. I was on Mucinex, so running that race. Yeah, it's on the approved list. Don't worry. You know, I only wish you. You know, my mom is from Bedford.
She is?
Yeah.
You know. Oh, yeah. I think you told us that last time.
Yeah, I did. Last time I told you all about it.
Yeah.
She's from Bedford. My dad is actual Egyptian. That's how I get my name.
That's right.
American Pharaoh.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I only wish my family could have seen me win this. My mom was there,
but
the rest of my family wasn't.
No, that's too bad.
I know. I'll tell you who I really wish
there's
could have
no
seen
way.
Me.
Don't you dare.
My dad.
Oh, jeez.
Ramses. The large equine Muhammad Morsi supporter who got so horse-hornied up that he had to grab the nearest Ulysses Bedford trail horse that had a badge so he could get on top of her and missionary her until she was forced to 9 months later squat over an industrial-sized spaghetti strainer and horse apple out a Triple Crown winner.
Did they have a 9-month cycle?
He says hi.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. Poor Ramses.
Poor Ramses. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you.
He's living in, I think, Cairo right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I think he leads tours around the pyramids out there in Giza or somewhere.
Well, we were so happy for you, and we can't believe you came up here in
Greg.
Studio.
Oh,
to,
thank you so much,
just
Greg.
Watch that window right behind
you.
Really
be careful on your way out.
There's the window.
Oh, good God, man.
I'm sorry.
You all right?
For that.
Oh, my
leg. Oh, my God, my leg.
Thanks. I think we can stop that bleeding.
Oh,
thanks for offering to pay for that with all your race winnings.
God dang, that hurts
me.
All right, we'll see you.
My leg is flopping.
There he goes, American Pharaoh.